Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Nun Dalid. The Gemara in the beginning of the Daf brings the drasha on the Pasuk Oiva Kover, Ze Kever Shelifnei Hadibur. According to our Girsa, the Gemara brings it from Reish Lakish, which Tosfos and the Rosh explain that then it's not part of the actual Braisa, it's the Amoira Reish Lakish being Mashlim, the Drashas of the Braisa. But Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen over here, and the Ramban in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, say that the correct Girsa is Reb Shimon instead of Reish Lakish, and it's actually the Tana Reb Shimon as part of the Braisa that says this Drasha of Oiva Kover, Zeh Kever Shelifnei HaDibur. And the Braisa or the Gemara darshins that even though a kever shelifnei hadibur has a din of kivrei akum, and according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph, it is not metami ba'oyel, still we have a drasha that it is metami b'ma'agav. And l'chayra, we see from our Gemara that a kever shelifnei matan Torah has the status of a kever shel akum, even though we're talking about kvarim of people who were part of Klal Yisrael, but since it was lefnei hadibur before Matan Torah, it had the status of kivrei oivde koychavim. The Mefarish Dibur HaMaschil Oiva Kover spells this out. The Koide Matan Torah, Bein Shal Oivde Koychavim, Bein Shal Yisrael, Kari Le Kever Ben Noyach. And it's not just a question of karile that we call it a ben noyach, but as the Rosh explains over here, lefnei hadibur lav Yisrael ninu, they didn't have the din of Yisraelim, even though they were part of Klal Yisrael, but in halacha that was a din of bnei noyach, and therefore a kever shelefnei hadibur, even of a yid, has the same exact halachic status as kivrei oivde kichavim. It's yadua umafursam that the Mishnah Lamelech, in the beginning of his sefer, Parshas Drachim, clears a chakira about Avram Avinu and the Avos HaKadoshim before Matan Torah. Do they have a status of Bnei Noach, or are they Yatsu Mechlal Bnei Noach and they enter the status of Yisrael? And he brings that it's a Machloikas Rishonim. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor, Perachov Dalet Pasuk Yud, brings in the name of the Tzarfatim that the Yidden before Matan Torah had a status of Bnei Noach. However, the Ramban himself argues and says that once Avram was Nichnas Labris, Hoyu Yisrael, he and his descendants had a din of Klal Yisrael, Uvagoyim Lo Yischashavu, they do not have a status of Goyim of Bnei Noach, they had a din of Yisrael. The Mishnah Lamelech is very mirich about this in the beginning of Sefer Parshas Drachim. He wants to suggest that it's possible that the Shvatim themselves argued about this, that Yosef HaTzadik told Lashon Hara about the Shvatim, that the Shvatim were eating meat of a behema mifarcheses, which means that after Shechita, still the animal was convulsing, and the meat was taken from that animal. A Yisrael is allowed to eat such meat, because once there's a Shechita is matir the basar, but Bnei Noach are not allowed to eat such meat, because Shechita is not matir, you have to wait till the animal dies mamish, and if it's mefarcheses, it's still considered Eiver Menachai, and therefore the Shvatim ate this meat, says the Mishnah Lamelech, because the Shvatim held that they had a din of a Yisrael, that the Shechita is matir it. But Yosef was heavy dibasam ra el aviyem. He told Lashon Hara on them because he felt that they had a din of Bnei Noach, and therefore they were not mutter to eat this meat. And in the Sefer Moshav Zakenim of the Balei HaToisus al HaTorah, in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Beis, he says, Mamish like the Torah of the Mishnah Lamelech, and he says that the Shvatim hoyu machzikim atzma ki Yisrael, they held that they had a dinim of Yisrael, acharesha asida Torah linasein, since the Torah was going to be given to them, v'yodu oisa, and they already knew it, ukvar ki imua, and they were already mekayim it, therefore they were allowed to eat after the Shechita. But Yosef held shahoya dinam ki b'nei noyach, achareisha adayin loinin a Torah. Since the Torah was not yet given, they still had a status of b'nei noyach, and therefore they were not hutar to eat the basar from a behema mefarchasas after the Shechita. Al kopanim, it's a machloikas, the Ramban against the Tzarfatim, and possibly a machloikas within the Shiftei Ka themselves. L'chayra from our Gemara, it seems clear that they had a din of Bnei Noach, because the Gemara is saying that a kever shelifnei hadibur, a kever of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, has the din of kivrei akum. That l'chayra is a raya against the Shita Saramban that says that Hoyu Yisrael uvagoyim lo yischashavu. L'chayra, we see here that they were considered like goyim, they were considered like bnei noyach, and therefore this is a raya to the Shita of the Tzarfatim and Akasha on the Ramban. However, if you look at the Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil Oiva Kover, Tosfos brings a pshat in our sugya in the name of the Riva, that the Riva says that we're not really talking about a kever shalifnei hadibur. We're talking about a kever of efter matan Torah. But before the parsha of Tumas Meis was said, anything before the parsha of Tumas Meis was said, then that has the din of a kever lifnei hadibur legabe our sugya. That it's matami b'maga and apa oyel. If that's the case, then the shaila, then our gemara is irrelevant to the shaila of whether Yidden before Matan Torah had a status of Klal Yisrael or not. Surely after Matan Torah, before the parsha of Tumas Meis was said, the Yidden had a status of Yisrael. But still, since the parsha of Tumas Meis was not yet said, maybe it had a din of Kivrei Akum. Maybe it had a din of the Kever Shalifnei Adibur. If that's the case, if our gemara's learned like the Riva, then it would not be a raya against the Ramban, because then it's not negeh to the shaila of the status of the Yidden koydem matan Torah. However, if you look carefully at the Ramban in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and again in Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, it's mavur that the Ramban does not explain our Gemara like the Riva. Rather, kever shalifnei hadibur means kever shalifnei hadibur mamish, before matan Torah, that it had a din of kever b'nei noyach. If that's the case, it's a steer on the Ramban alein. The Ramban ala Torah holds that they were not considered bnei noyach. The Yidden koydem matan Torah were considered bnei Yisrael. So how could it be that in our Gemara, the way the Ramban himself learns, the Gemara is saying that a kever shalifnei hadibur has the status of kivrei bnei noyach, of kivrei ovdei kechavim, that are not metami ba'oyel, and you need a special ribui, that it's metami b'maga. So it seems that the Ramban holds that even though legabe halachas of yichus, which is what the Ramban is discussing there in Parshas Emor, and legabe other halachas as well, legabe dina Yerusha, Klal Yisrael did not have the dinim of bnei noyach. They did have a status of Yisrael. Still, legabe the tumas meis of their kvarim, that had the din of tumas akum. That had the din of kever shalifnei hadibur was like kivrei ovdei kechavim. Legabe tumas meis, then they didn't have the status of Yisrael. And the Hezber HaDvarim is not so clear, but it's possible that it has to do with the fact that the Arachayim HaKadosh says in the beginning of Parshas Chukas that the Yidden have a different din tumah than the Goyim, because the Yidden have more Kedusha, this Kedushas Yisrael, and because of that, when a Yid dies, there is more tumah that is connected to that Yisrael, since he had more of a Kedusha in his lifetime, and therefore it's metame not just with someone who comes in contact with the mace, but even betumas oil, because it's a greater level of tumah when the mace is someone that has Kedushas Yisrael. So it could be based on that, the Ramban holds that lefnei matan Torah, even though they had dinim of bnei Yisrael, but that Kedushas Yisrael was infused in them only with matan Torah. Only after matan Torah do they have that higher level of Kedusha, and in Mela their mesim have a higher level of Tumas Mace, that it's matame even ba'ayal. But kevrisha lefnei adibur, even though legabi other dinim would have dinim of bnei Yisrael, uvagoyim lo yischashavu, but legabi tumas meis, it couldn't have a higher level of tumah than regular kivrei ovdei kechavim, since there was nothing in the world called kedushas Yisrael yet, since it was before matan Torah, therefore it had the status of kivrei akum, even according to the Shitas HaRamban, al kolpanim, but from our Gemara would be muchach, that a kever shalifnei adibur, unless you learn like the pshat of the Riva, it would be muchach from our Gemara that a kever shalifnei adibur has a din of kivrei ovdei kechavim, either because Klal Yisrael koydem matan Torah had a din of bnei noyach, like the shita of the Tzarfatim that the Ramban brings in Parshas Emor, or even according to the Ramban himself, that legabe other dinim, they had dinim of Yisrael and not bnei noyach, still their kvarim, the kever shalifnei adibur, had a din of kivrei bnei noyach and not the special din of kivrei Yisrael. Legabe the etzem drasha of the Gemara or of the Braisa, that Oiba Kover is teaching us ze kever shalifnei adibur, Tosfos explains that this is going like the Shita of Rab Shimon bar Yochai in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that Kivrei Akum are not Metame, and we have a drasha that by a Kever Lifnei Hadibur, even though it's not Metame Ba'oyel, but it is Metame B'maga. The Keren Oira on that Tosfos is very bothered with the drasha. What does it teach us that oiva kever, that a kever shalifnei adibur, is metami b'maga? When somebody touches the kever, l'chayra, there is no mago b'chlal, because he's not touching the source of the tumah, which is the actual mace. So why do we say that there is a tumas mago in such a case? And if you're going to tell me, says the Keren Oira, that it's talking about a case where there's tumah ritzutza, and tumah ritzutza, as we know, is boikas va'oila, boikas v'yoredes, still a maisa, that would not be shayach, because that is a tumas oihel. And here we're saying that the ribui is only lagabi tumas maga. Maga means when you come in contact with the mace. So how could it be that when someone touches the kever, he is tame with the tumas maga, if he's not coming in physical contact with the mace itself? That's the kasha of the Keren Oira. And the Keren Oira says that you have to say bedoichik, that when it says kever shalifnei hadibur, it's lav bedavka, it doesn't mean that you're touching the grave. What it means is al guf ha-meis kamar, that the person came into actual physical contact with the mace. And we're saying that even though meisim lifnei hadibur are not metame ba'oil, but still they are metame b'maga if someone comes in contact with the mace. But if you learn like the Pashup Shan in the Gemara that we're talking about, kever shalifnei adibur, that someone comes in contact with the actual kever, then we need an answer to the Keren Oira's kasha. How could you become tameh just by touching the kever? L'chayr, you have not had a maga of the mace himself. So how is there tumah of kever shalifnei adibur? But the emes is that the Keren Oira assumes that the din of tumah ritzutza, boikas va'oila, boikas v'yeredes, is midin tumas oil, and therefore when something is only metami b'maga, it doesn't have the din of tumah ritzutza. However, the Yeshuas Yaakov in Arachayim Simin Shin Mem Gimel Sivkatan Beis says v'zeli yomim rabim hayisi mistapik. I was mistapik for many, many years. Bahad de kaimel on tumah ritzutza boikas va'oila, I toiras tumas oilhu oi tumas maga. When we say that a tumah ritzutza is boikas va'oila, does that just mean that it has the gather of tumas oil? Or is it considered that you actually came in physical contact with the tumah? V'nafkamina le'inyan kivrei ovde kechavim. Kivrei ovde kechavim, that we paskin that they have a din of tumas maga, but not tumas oil. If let's say there's a tumah ritzutza and it's boikas va'oila, someone is above that kever, does he have a din that he becomes tummy because tumah ritzutza boikas va'oila and it's considered a maga? Or do we say kivrei ovde kechavim are not metame in such a status because it has a din just of tumas oil, and may say ovde kechavim are not metame ba'oil? Al kapanim, if we'll assume like the other side of the Yeshuas Yaakov, that it is the status of tumas maga and not merely tumas oil, that's an answer to the Keren Oira's kasha, that over here when it says kever shalifnei adibur, the reason why if someone touches the kever he becomes tamei, even if he has not touched the mace himself, is because we're talking about a situation where it would be tumah ritzutza by ka'az va'oila, and if that's the case, it has the status not of tumas oil, of tumas maga, and memela, it would be, even though it's a kever shalifnei adibur, which is only mitame b'maga, still the person would become tame in such a case. And the truth is that the Gra learns this way, klapei our Gemara, the Vilna Gaon in the Aderes Eliyahu, in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yud Tes Pasa Yud Ches, says that our drasha, oiva kover, which teaches us kever shalifnei adibur, oy shal nachrim, it's metami b'maga v'loy b'oil. Says the Goyin Pirish, shekeneged ha-meis milamalo im noga b'kever, if you touch the kever above the meis, oz hu tamei machmas maga, he becomes tamei with the tumas maga, the tuma boikas v'oila, because the tuma ritzutza is boikas v'oila. Avo kishenegeh shaloi keneged ha-meis, einoi tamei, she'ein metami b'oil. There is no din of tumas oil, it's only tumas maga, but our drasha is teaching us that the din of tumah ritzutza boikas va'oila is like a maga of the mace, and therefore we see that the Vilna Gaon is learning like that side of the Yeshuas Yaakov, unlike the Keren Oira, that tumah ritzutza, that's boikas va'oila, is midin maga, and therefore it could be tame even by a kever shalifnei adibur. The emes is that our Gemara on the top line brings the drasha, the yesoid of tumah ritzutza boikas va'oila boikas v'yeredes, and Toisis on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis Dibur Hamaskel de Amar Mar says b'chdi I see that the Gemara brings it for no apparent reason on the drasha of kever sasum. However, the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Tumas Meis Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel says that in the Hagois HaGro over here, he's magia these words to be after our drasha of Kavrisha Lefnei Adibur. We do not have printed in our Gemaras the Hagois HaGro in such a way, but in the Brichas Roish over here, he does bring the Hagois HaGro says that, and the Brichas Roish was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who was a Talmud of the Gro. So it seems that in the old Dufusim there was a Hagois HaGro. If that's the case, says the Ar Sameach, the Hagois HaGro's Gemara, that if it reads Tuma Boikas V'Oila Boikas V'Yoredes on this drasha of Kevish Alefnei Adibur, shows us clearly, like the aside of the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon is going L'Shitasai, that Kevish Alefnei Adibur is Metame with the klal of Tuma Ritzutza Boikas V'Oila Boikas V'Yoredes, because the din that it's Metame B'Maga is in the case of Tuma Ritzutza. The Karen Oira understood that Tuma Ritzutza Boikas V'Oila is Midin Tumas Oyel. But if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, that it's Metame Midin Tumas Mago, that is pshat in this drasha of Kever Shalefnei Adibur, that if someone touches the Kever above the mace, he becomes Tame, even though Kivrei Ovde Kechavim and Kever Shalefnei Adibur is not Metame Ba'oil, but it is Metame B'Mago, and that is considered a Mago on the mace. The Keren Oira, in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, asks the Kasha on the Gemara there. The Gemara says that if the Mabul fell in Eretz Yisrael as well, then Eretz Yisrael is not beduka mitoma. It's not cleared off of Tuma, because that could be that there are mesim that are still there in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Keren Oira L'Chared, we know that a Kever Shalefnei Adibur is not mitami ba'oil. So we're not talking about coming in physical contact b'maga with the mace. The only chash that we have is that you're being mahil on the mace. L'chayra kever shalafnei adibur is not metami ba'oil. However, in the Sefer, in the Sivois HaKodesh, over there in Zvachim on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, of the Charkov Rav, he brings that he heard from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav answered this kasha of the Keren Oira based on the aside of the Vilna Gaon. Because if the Gaon is right, that Tuma Ritzutza Boikas V'Oila is Midin Tumas Maga, so then that would apply even by Kever Shalefnei Adibur. Harei our Gemara talks about Kever Shalefnei Adibur, and the Vilna Gaon explains that the Drasha is with the Gedder of Tumas Maga, because it's Tuma Ritzutza Boikas V'Oila. If that's the case, the Keren Oira's kasha in Zvachim is not Shver, because Eretz Yisrael is not Beduka Mituma. Because if you come over the mace of Lefnei HaDibur, the kever of Lefnei HaDibur, even if it's a mace that's not mitami ba'oil, like kever shel Lefnei HaDibur, still that would be considered a maga if it's in the case of Tuma Ritzutza, which is Baikaz va'oila. And therefore, even mesim of Lefnei HaDibur would be mitame, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is not peduka mitoma. Of course, the Keren Oira goes l'shitasai, that the Keren Oira assumes that the din of Tuma Ritzutza Baikaz va'oila is not any more chomer than oil. It's Tumas oil, and therefore people that are not mitame ba'oil would not be mitame in that situation as well. But the Briskirav is saying that according to the aside of the Gra, that the drasha of Kever Shalefnei Adibur is in the case of Tuma Ritzutza, which is Bekas Va'oila, and the gather of that Tuma is Tumas Mago. So just like he explains that a Kever Shalefnei Adibur is Metami B'Mago, that's how he'll explain the Gemara as well, that says that Eretz Yisrael is not Peduka Mituma, because all those people who died Koyda Matan Taira and have a din of Kivrei Oved Kechavim, if a person is Ma'ahil Aleihem in a case of Tuma Ritzutza, they would become Tame with Tumas Maga, and therefore even the Mesim Shalefnei Adibur would be Metame, the one who is Ma'ahil over them with the din of Tumas Maga, because Tuma Ritzutza, Bekaz V'Oila, Bekaz V'Yaredes. The Nesivas HaKodesh is Moisef over there, that the Brisker Rav said in the name of Rab Simcha Zelig Rieger, who's Rab Simcha Zelig the Brisker Dayan, that he could answer with this a kasha of Rab Chaim Brisker. Because Rab Chaim asked a kasha on the Gemara in Mayid Katan Daf Hei Amid Aleph that says that there's a remez to Tzion Kvarois from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Gabi the Mesim of Goig, that it says, V'ra'a etzem Adam, uvana etzloi Tzion. And we see there that it's an inyan to make a tzion on the kever to be sure that people do not become tame. And Reb Chaim asks, L'chare, the pasuk over there is talking about the meisei goig, who are akum, kivrei akum, eina matamim bo'ayel. So why would it need a tzion? Said Reb Simcha Zelig, the Brisker Dayan, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, then it does need a tzion, because even though these mesim are not metami ba'oil, but in a case of tumer ritzutza would be by kaz of oila midin maga. Oh, if it's midin maga, then it would be metame, even though it's kivrei oiv de kechavim. Memela, according to the Vilna Gaon, we have pshat in that Gemara in Moed Katan that could learn out the tzairach of tzion kvarois, even from mesay oiv de kechavim. However, the Rishonim seem to argue on this yisoid of the Vilna Gaon. The Rishonim right there in Mayid Katan Daf Heyamid Beis, the Gemara says there on Heyamid Beis, Ein Mitzayin and Aldover She'enoi Metami Ba'oyel. We are only Mitzayin Kvarais on something that is Metami Ba'oyel. And the Tosis Rid explains there in Mayid Katan, Deloy Amrinon Tuma Boikaz Va'oyla Ela B'davar HaMetami Ba'oyel. The din of Tuma Ritzutza Boikaz Va'oyla is only Midin Oyel and not by someone who's not Metami. Is only Matami B'mago. And the Ritva and the Meiri say the same thing over there in Mayid Katan, which would be Mavur then from these Rishonim, that the din of Tumah Ritzutza by Kas V'Oila, by Kas V'Yeredes, is only Midin Tumas Oil and not considered a Mago, unlike the Vilna Gaon, and that's why the Brisa says there, Ein Mitzayinen Aldover She'ene Mitami Ba'oil. If that's the case, what are we going to do about Reb Chaim's Kasha? Why do you need a Tzion by the Meisei Goig if the Meisei Goig are Goyim and they're not Mitami Ba'oil? So the emes is Reb Chaim's Kasha is already asked by Tosis in Nida, Dav Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibur Amaschel Ubana, and the Ramban in Yevamos Dav Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. And they both give different terutzim to the Kasha. Tosis says that according to Reb Shimon by Yechai, that Goyim are not Metami Ba'oil, the whole necessity of Ubana Etzloi Tzion was only Lefishah, only because of B'shas Maisa there, that there shouldn't be any Maga or Masa. But Enechanami, the drasha that we learn from there is just that there's a concept of being Mitzayin Kvarais. And we learn from there that L'dayrois, if there's a tumma that is Mitami Ba'oyel, then you should be Mitzayin Kvarais. But there was only a Tzarech Lefisha. Ayin Shom in the Taisvis and the Ramban Al Kapanim, they suggest other Tirutzim to the Kasha of Reb Chaim. And that's because the Rishonim understand, unlike the Yisoid that Reb Simcha Zelig was saying based on the Vilna Gaon, that the din of Tuma Ritzutza Baikas Va'oila is only Midin Oyel and not Midin Mago, and therefore you only have to be Mitzayin Kfarois by people that are Mitami Ba'oil. If that's the case, we go back to our Gemara, and the Kasha of the Keren Oira comes back. A kever shelefnei hadibur, if someone touches the kever, why is he Tamei if he hasn't come in physical contact with the mace himself? The Teretz that we were saying from the Vilna Gaon was that there's a din of Tumas Mago by Tuma Ritzutza by Kaz Va'oila. But if we're not going to assume that, if we're going to assume like the Rishonim that has the status of Tumas Oil and not any more Chomer than Tumas Oil, so then the Kevish Alefnei Adibur, which is only Mitami B'Mago, why would someone become Tamei from touching the actual grave if he has not touched the mace himself? However, there is another teretz to the kasha of the Keren Oira, and that is from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel Ois Chavches, and the Svasemis says this teretz over here as well, and the Orach Laner in Yevamis Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph as well. And they say that the drasha of Oiva Kever, which teaches us that it's Metami B'Mago, does not mean because you have come in contact with the actual dead body. What it means is the Kever itself is a source of Tumah. That is the site of the drasha of Reish Lakish, Oiva Kover, Zek Kever Shelefnei Adibur. That it's not talking about a Tumah that you contract from the Guf Hameis. You're Metami from the Kever itself, you become Tamei. That is Guf of the drasha. That even though Meisei Oiv the Kechavim are not Metamei, Ba'oyel, but there's a special din of the Kever Shelefnei Adibur that is Metami B'Mago. If that's the case, the whole Kasha of the Keren Oira falls away. When someone touches the Kever, how could you become Tamei Frek the Keren Oira? You didn't come in physical contact with the mace. And the Vilna Gaon's Mahalach was to say that with the din of Tumah Ritzutza B'Kas V'Oila, it's as if you came in contact with the mace. Now we're saying, no, that is Taka Midin Oil, and it's not as if you came in physical contact with the mace. However, the din of Tumas Kever, Oiva Kover, Zek Kever Shelefnei Adibur, means that the Kever itself is a source of Tumah. That is Gufa the Drasha. If you come in physical contact, B'Mago, with the Kever, then the Kever itself is a source of Tumah. And if that's the case, that would be the drasha here of oiva kaver, that even though the mesa of the kachav manat matami ba'oil, but if someone touches the kever, then the kever itself is matami, the one who touches it, that is the drasha of oiva kaver, and then it's not a raya anymore to the Vilna Gaon. Adrabba will assume that tumah ritzutza bakas va'oila is midin tumas oil, as is mevur in the pashta sasugia and mayit katan, and mefurish in the rishayim over there. But even so, the drasha over here of oiva kaver is the kever shalafnei adi is metame, is not because it's as if you came in contact with the mace, but it's because you physically came in contact with the grave, with the kever, and the kever itself is a source of tuma.
The Mishnah on the bottom of the Daf Nun Amud Aleph begins listing different types of tumas mace on which a nazir is not chayv to be migaleach, and when he's not chayv to be soiser the days that he counted before. The Mishnah lists a whole bunch of cases. The Mishnah says, "Avol haschachos v'haprois ubeis hapras v'eres ha'amim v'hagoyel v'hadoifek urviz dam v'oyel v'roiva atzamois ukelim hanoigim b'meis ubiyamei sviroi ubiyamei gomroi al elu ein hanazir migaleach umazir b'shlishi ubishvi." In all these cases, even though they cause the nazir to become tamei meis, and he must be mazeh b'shlishi u'b'shvi'i, but still, he's not mechuyev to be megaleach, and he's not soiser the yamim harishonim. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to focus on two of these cases that's listed in the Mishnah. The first case we're going to shtel on is the case of Eretz Ha'amim. Eretz Ha'amim, it's yadua, is a gzeiras chazal. The chazal were goyzer tuma on chutz la'aretz. There are three different reasons given in Rishonim for this gzeira. Two reasons are mentioned in Tosfos on Amud Beis. Of Nun Dal Amud Beis, Dibur Maskal Eretz Ha'amim. Tosfos says one reason is because of the Mesei HaMabul, because of all the people that died during the Mabul. So therefore, we have to be choshes that Chutz La'aretz is lots of mesim buried there, and we don't know where they are. Therefore, any place where a person walks in Chutz La'aretz, he has to be choshes that he was metame himself from that mace. Another reason Tosfos says is because of all the Yidden, Rachman al-Tzlan, that were killed in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, we have to be choshish that a person is walking over the kever of Yisrael. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis gives a third reason, that Goyim are known to bury their mesim in any random place. They don't have special base of kfaros for their mesim, and therefore we have to be choshish in any place that there could possibly be a mace there. I'm going to see in the Hemshech of the Sugya that there are nafka minas that come out based on the reason for Chazal's Gezeira. The Gemara says, "And of Nundar Mubeis, Iboilahu, Eretz Ha'amim, Mishum Avira Gozru Ale, Oidilma Mishum Gusha Gozru Ale." The Gemara is asking a question: what is the Gezeira of Eretz Ha'amim? Is the Gezeira Mishum Avira, which we're going to explain, literally the Taisha Avira means the airspace of Chutz La'aretz? That was the Gzeiras Tuma, or were the Gzeiras Mishum Gusha, which means the ground, the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Eretz Ha'amim asks the Kasha that the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Tezvav Amud Beis that there were three steps to Chazal's Gzeira of Eretz Ha'amim. The first step was Chazal were Gzeir on Gusha of Eretz Ha'amim, that if Truma touched it, it should only be Toila, meaning we're not going to burn the Truma. We're not going to eat it, and we're not going to burn it. And on the Avir, they weren't goyzer at all. And then later on, 80 years before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they made a gzeira saying that also on Avira is going to have the same din, that on the Avira we're going to say that we can't eat the Truma, and Huadin, we won't burn it. And then, Takanas Usha, which was much later after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they were goyzer that on Gusha, we're going to be soiref the truma. It's going to have mamish have a din of tuma. Mashenka on the avira, we left it like it was. That it's only matame. It's only matame like hilu. It's a suffix that we're not going to burn the truma, but we also don't eat it. The tzoyis as the kasha as before should this gemara in Shabbos that at least after the rabbanon came before the rabbanon of 80 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the hind of the second takana, they were goyzer on avira, and that gezera always stayed. So how could our Gemara have any boy whether or not they were goyzer on the Avira of Chutz La'aretz? Hareis mefurish in the Sugya and Shabbos that Chazal were also goyzer on the Avira of Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos explains that the taich of the word avira in our sugya is different than the taich of the word avira in the sugya in Shabbos. In the sugya in Shabbos, the term avira means that somebody's mahil over the gush of chutz la'aretz, which means just like we know by somebody by a real mace, by someone's kever or a real mace, somebody can become tamei either by touching it, by moving it, or he's also something called tumas oil, where if he's under the same oil as the mace, he becomes tamei. Or if he's mile himself over the mace, if he stands over the mace, and he becomes an oil over the mace, he's also makabel tumah from the mace. So too the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara says that Chazal were goyzer on avira, Chazal meant that they were goyzer on somebody standing over chutz la'aretz, as if they were standing over the mace. Even though they're not touching the gush of chutz la'aretz, they become tameh just by merely standing over the gush of chutz la'aretz. And therefore the avira in Masechta Shabbos is referring really to the tumah that's coming from the gush of chutz la'aretz. Just there's two ways to become tameh from the gush. Either he can become tamei by touching it, or he can become tamei by standing over it. But she'en came, the avira in our sugi in Nazir is an entirely different taich. It means if somebody would be nichnas into chutz la'aretz in a shida teva u'migdal, which has arba, which can fit inside of it 40 saw, which has a din of an oil, and that the din of this shida teva u'migdal is that it's mafsik bein hatuma, which means even though he's standing over the gush of chutz la'aretz, that he doesn't become tamei midin tumas oil of the chutz la'aretz, because the oil that he's in is a hefsek between him and the gush. The Gemara wants to know in our sugya, is there such a thing as a new tumah called tumas avir, which means if the shida teva migdal is open on the top and the avir of chutz la'aretz comes in, touches him, does the etzem avir itself of chutz la'aretz have the ability to be metamei him? Therefore, it's two completely different musogim of avir. The avir in Shabbos is talking about the classic tumas oil, and the avir in our sugi is talking about ba'ofim where there is no tumas oil, because there's a hefsik in between him and the gush. Is there a new tumas oil where the avir itself has the yichelus to be mutamehim? According to Tosfos, it comes out that it's pasha to our Gemara that if somebody's mahil over chutz la'aretz, then it's pasha that he becomes tamei just like a regular mace, because that's mavur in the Gemara in Shabbos of Tesvavim and Beis. Therefore, the Gemara's iboy of whether or not tumas eretz ha'amim is mishum gusha or mishum avira. Mishum gusha, according to Tosfos, means whether or not he touches it, and hu adin being mahil over it is included in gusha. Or were they also matam mishum avira, even when there's a hefsek and there's no tumas oil or tumas maga? Is there a new tumah called tumas avir where the avir itself has the yichelus to be matamahim? The Gemara goes on to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Tashma, umaza b'shlishi u'b'shvi, v'i amas mishum avira, hazol amali, alalav mishum gusha. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah says that in all these cases, there's a din of hazah of Gimel and Zayin, which means he becomes tamei mace for 7 days, and he has to do hazah on Gimel and Zayin in order to be matayer himself, as if he actually became tamei from a real mace. The Gemara understands that if we're going so far and treating him as if he touched a mace, it can't be that we are matamei him mishum avira. Tosfos explains in Dibur Maskel Tashma that if Tumas Eretz Amim included Tumas Avir, so Tumas Avir is a brand new type of Tumah, which we don't find by a mace, and therefore it's not mistaber that Chazal would be so machmir by this type of Tumah that we would treat him as if he mamish came in contact with a mace. And therefore the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the only Tumah of Tumas Eretz Amim is Tumas Gusha, and Tumas Gusha is mamish doimet what we find by a mace, that is matami b'maga, b'masa, and also b'oyel, and therefore we understand why Chazal gave him a din as if he touched a mace, and we treat him like mamish that he's tummy for 7 days and he has to be mazah on Gimel and Zayin. According to Tosfos, it comes out from the sugya that it's poshut that on a regular tumas oil of Eretz Amim, we're going to apply the din of tumas shiva and be mazah on Gimel and Zayin. The whole suffix of the Gemara was on the new tumah of tumas avira. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Hameis, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, is mavur that even on tumas oil, the regular case of tumas oil, which the Gemara in Shabbos was talking about, also on that, the Rambam applies the din of our sugya that there's no hazah of Gimel and Zayin. The Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam is not like Tosfos. And according to the Rambam, even a regular Tumas Oyel, we do not apply the din of Tumas Shiva with a Hazah of Gimel and Zayin. The Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam, the L'choyre, it's Mavur, like Tosfos said from our Sugya, that only if the Mishnah, only if Tumas Avir was talking about the regular Gusha, Dafka there do we say that there's a Hazah of Gimel and Zayin. Mashma, that there, it's pasha to the Gemara that there is Tumas Hazah on a regular Tumas Oyel. Dafka on Tumas Avir, where it's not a regular standard case of Tumas Oyel, that the Gemara have it said that there's no Tumas Gimel and Zayin. So therefore, he comes to say a pshat to the Rambam. How did the Rambam get there? Where did the Rambam come out from the sugya that there's no Tumas Gimel, there's no Hazah of Gimel Zayin on a Tumas Oyel of Eretz Amen? Mishlo Melech explains, I'll repeat what we said from Tosfos before, that since Tumas Avir is a Tuma Mechudeshes, that's why it's not mistaber that we are Goyzer Tumas Shiva with Hazov Gimel V'Zayin on a brand new Tuma that's not Shaykh to Tumas Ameis. The Mishnah Melech explains that's only good according to the Sheet of the Rabbanon. Because we mentioned before the Sheet of Tosfos and the Rambam is that the reason for the Gzeira of Eretz Amim is because of a Chashash of Goyim who were buried in Eretz Amim. Therefore, according to the Shita of the Chachomim in Yuvamos, that hold that even a Goy is Matame be'oyel, so it's mistaber that the Tumas Oyel of Eretz Amim is also a regular normal case of standard Tumas Oyel, Tumas Ameis. Mashenkin, the Tumas Avir in the Arsugya is a brand new Tuma, which the Gemara assumes we don't apply the din of Tumas Gimel V'Zayin. Mashenkin, according to Rishum Bar Yochai, that holds that even a Goy is not Matame be'oyel, he's only Matame b'Magdol b'Masa. So not only is Tumas Avir, the new Tumas Avir, considered a Tuma Mechudeshes that we don't find by a real mace, but even the regular standard Tumas Oyel, according to Reb Shimon, is also a Tuma Mechudeshes in which we don't find by a real mace. It's Dafka, a new Gezerah that we find here in Eretz Amim. Because even according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, there is a Gezerah of Eretz Amim. And even according to Shimon Bar Yochai, we were Goyzer Avira of Eretz Amim, even though by a real mace of a Goy there is no Tumas Oyel. So therefore, even the regular Tumas Oyel of Eretz Amim is a Tumah Mechudeshes. So therefore, the Rambam understood on his own, that just like the Gemara says by us, that according to the Rabbanon, Tumas Avira of our Sugya is a Tumah Mechudeshes, and therefore it's not Matame like a mace, and he doesn't need Hazov Gimel V'Zayin. So too, according to Reb Shimon, which the Rambam Paskin is like, Tumas Oyel, the regular standard Tumas Oyel, also is not going to have a din of Tumas Ameis, in which is going to need Hazor of Gimel V'Zayin. And the Gemara's Raya from the Mishnah that says Mazal B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi, the Karen Oira asked the Kasha. Now, what's the Gemara's Raya that Tumas Eretz Ha'amim must be Dafka Gusha, not Avira, from the fact that the Mishnah says that if the Nazir goes to Eretz Ha'amim, he's Mazal B'Gimel V'Zayin? We know the Gemara Shabbos says that there was three stages in the Takana. The first stage of the Takana was that Eretz Amim is Matama Begusha. And the second stage of the Takana was that it's also Matama Be'avira. After the second stage of the Takana, they didn't drop the first stage of the Takana. Even after they were Goyza Mishum Avira, it's Pashut that the original Gezerah of Mishum Gusha remained intact. And therefore, our Gemara's Iboy is going on the second stage of that Gezerah. The Gemara wants to know, when Chazal instituted the Gezerah of Avira on Tumas Eretz Amim, was it Dafka, the regular standard Tumas Oyel, or did it include also this new type of Avira? But Avada, the regular Tumas Gusha, was still there. So when the Mishnah says that if a Nazir goes to Eretz Amim, he's Metame Begil of Zion, so why don't we say that even though there is Tumas Avira, but that doesn't mean that the Tumas Gusha went away. So Mela, he's Matama Be'eretz Amim when he touches the Gush. And therefore, there's no Raya that the Tuma was not Mishum Avira just because of the fact that the Mishnah was Mechayef him Tumas Zayin Yamim with Hazor of Gimel Zayin. The Mishnah Melech also is Margish this Kasha, the same Mishnah Melech that we mentioned earlier. The Mishnah Melech explained that the Gemara understands that when the Mishnah says that a Nazir that goes to Eretz Amim, he's Metame Tuma Shiva, it means any type of potential Tuma that can come from Eretz Amim is going to cause Tuma Shiva with a Hazor of Gimel V'Zayin. And therefore, if we say that Eretz Ha'amim is Ratam Ba'avir, that means that the Mishnah is saying that even if he only goes into the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim, Dahainu, he's in a Shida Tevu Migdal, also there it's going to be Mechayev, a Tumah Shiva with a Gimel and Zayin. With a Hazov, Gimel and Zayin. And therefore, it must be, the Gemara says, that there is no such thing as Tumas Avir, because on the side that there was Tumas Avir, so it's not Shaykh, the Chazal would have said that he has to be Matami, Zayin Yamim, with a Hazov of Gimel and Zayin. The Gilyan Hashas on our daf brings the sugya in Nazir Daf Chof, which is very nogea, an understanding in the Shach Matari in our sugya. Take a look there in the sugya of Daf Chof in Nazir. It starts on the Mishnah of Yutes and Mubeis. The Mishnah says that if somebody is mekabel on himself in the Zirus in Chutz La'aretz, and then afterwards he comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's a machalikas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. How much does he have to be soiser? Which means even though we learned in our Mishnah that somebody goes to Chutz La'aretz, it's not Soiser, that's only if he was makabled in the Zirus in Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes to Chutz La'aretz. But if he was makabled in the Zirus in the Chutz La'aretz, and then afterwards he comes into Eretz Yisrael, it's a machlekes beis Shammai and beis Hillel, how much he has to be Soiser. The case of the Mishnah was talking about Hileni Amalka, who was makabled a 7-year Zirus on herself, if her son came back from the war alive, and he did. And therefore, she was makabel on herself a full nazirus of 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, she came into Eretz Yisrael, and Beis Shammai said she had to be soiser 30 days. Beis Hillel said she had to be soiser the entire 7 years and start from the beginning. The Gemara wants to suggest the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, according to the Girsa of Tosfos, is that Beis Shammai holds that we're matameh mishum avira, and therefore it's a very machmir dika tuma, and Beis Hillel holds we are matame mishum gusha. Tosfos asks that because according to Beis Shammai, the tuma is more chomor that we're matame even mishum avir. Therefore, it's more makel and how many days we're going to be soiser. It should be fakered. It should be more chomor according to Beis Shammai because the tuma is more machmir. Tosfos explains that since the tuma is so machmir that we're matame even mishum avira. So everybody knows that the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim is only midrabanan, because by a real Tumas Meis, there is no such thing as Tumas Avir, which is Metame, Stam the air, even without any Tumas Oil. Therefore, there's no Chashash, someone's going to mix it up with a regular Tumas Kever, and we don't have to be Soitzer all the days. And if somebody would become Tommy from a real Kever, so he would know that now he has to be Soitzer Lagamre. Tosfos brings an example to this idea from our Sugya. Tosfos says we find the same thing in our sugya, Daf Nun Hay Amud Beis, with the Gemara there, I'm sorry, Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis, where the Gemara there is dealing with the raya of whether or not we're goyzer mishum gush or mishum avira. And the Gemara says, since the Mishnah says that the tuma is tuma zayin, and we're mazah on gibel and zayin, it must be that we're goyzer mishum gusha and not mishum avira. Tosfos explains the pshat in the Gemara is that if the gzeira was mishum avira, so everybody would know that this tuma is not shaykh to tumas kever, to a real tumas meis, and therefore we wouldn't have to be so chomer and make it mamish like tumas meis, because no one's going to mix up tumas eretz ha'amim with tumas meis. The mashmos of Tosfos is mashma not like the Mishnah Lamelech. It's mashma the Mishnah in Nazir, even though it's Dafka only talking about a Nazir that walked into Chutz La'aretz and he was not in the Shida Teva Umigdal. Still, the Gemara is bringing a raya from the fact that we're making Mimatame Zayin Yamin like a mace. It must be that there is no Tumas Avir. Because Lu Yitzur, there would be Tumas Avir, everybody would know that this Tuma is not Duraisa, and therefore we wouldn't mix it up. We wouldn't say that also Tumas, real Tumas Mace, is not Mitame Tumas Zayin. From the fact that there's only Tumas Gusha, not Tumas Avir, now we're choshesh that there's going to be a mistake. People are going to compare it to Tumas Mace. And therefore, we have to make a gzeira that he's Tame Tumas Zayin, and he has to be Maza and Gimel and Zayin. The Gemara is Mamshech by being Madche, the Raya that we brought from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Loi, Lo'ilam Eimelecha Mishum Avira. Really, I'll tell you that the Tumah of Eretz Amim is only Machmas Avira, Filu Machmas Avira. V'chiketani Asher Oro. And that which the Mishnah says, that there's Hazor of Gimel and Shvi, of Gimel and Zayin, that's not going on the case of a Nazir walking into Eretz Amim. Rather, it's going on the rest of the cases in the Mishnah. But in a Chinami, a Nazir who goes into Eretz Amim is not going to be Mechayiv to be Mazeh on Gimel and Zayin. The Gemara says, Hachanami Mistabra, I'll bring a raya that it's shaykh to say that the Mishnah is only going back on the other cases and not the case of Eretz Amim. Midikatoni v'kelim hanoigin b'meis, hani kelim b'nei haza inun, elashma mino ashara. The Gemara is bringing a raya that al korach we have to say that the din of mazeh, gimel v'zayin, is not going back on all of the cases, because we know for sure that it's at least not going back on one of the other cases of the Mishnah. The case the Mishnah is dealing with is that which the Mishnah says, v'kelim hanoigim b'meis, a kli which comes in contact with a mace, and then a nazir touches that kli. The Gemara says it can't be that the Mishnah is saying on that the nazir has to be mazeh on shlishi u'shvi'i. The reason for this is a three-way machlekes rishonim. We'll start with the sheet of Tosfos here in Dibur Maskel Tashma. Tosfos understands, both the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, they both learn that the Gemara is understanding that when the Mishnah says that a kli came in contact with a mace, it's not talking about a kli mateches, because if we would be talking about kli mateches, so then we would apply the din of cherev harehu kecholol, and the kli would have a din of avi avos hatuma, just like the mace does, and therefore somebody who would touch that kli would certainly have to be tameh for 7 days and would require hazah on shlishi and shvi. The Gemara understands that since we're not talking about a kli mateches, we're talking about kli shetef, which do not have the din of cherev harehu kecholol. Therefore, the kli which comes in contact with the mace has a din of an avatuma, and the nazir which touches that kli has a din of a rishon latuma. Therefore, the nazir is only tameh for that day, and he goes to the mikvah and he becomes tahor be'erev after shkiyas hachama. Therefore, that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that it's not shaykh that he has to be mazeh on shlishi and shvi. It's because the Gemara understands that the nazir which touches this kli does not even become tameh for 7 days. Therefore, it's pashut that he does not require a hazah of shlishi and shvi. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. The second sheet of the Mishnayim is the sheet of the Ramban in Baba Basra Daf Chof. Over there, the Ramban is Mechadesh, that even though the Torah was Mechadesh, that kelim which touch a mace have a din of cherev, harehu kecholal, they have a din of the mace, it only has a din of the mace legabe, that if somebody touches that kli, he becomes tameh for 7 days, as if he came in contact with an av hatuma. But he doesn't have a din that he has to be mazeh on shlishi and shvi. The din of hazah of shlishi and shvi is only if somebody comes in contact with a real mace. But somebody who comes in contact with a keli and has a din of an avi avos hatuma midin cherev harehu kecholal, on that we don't say a din. There's no din of hazah of shlishi and shvi. And therefore, from the fact that the Mishnah says that he has to be mazeh on shlishi and shvi, the Ramban learns, even though we are talking about a din of cherev harehu kecholal, still the Gemara understands that since it says that he has to be mazeh on shlishi and shvi, it can't be going back on the case of a kli which comes in contact with the mace, because the din of cherev harehu kecholal is not mechayev hazah of shlishi and shvi. The third shita of the sugya is the shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Noga be'oyel hameis, oy be'kelim hanoigim b'meis. If somebody touches kelim, which came in contact with the mace, einoy mazeh b'shlishi u'shvi, he does not have to be mazeh on shlishi and shvi. Says the Rambam, v'yire li shezeh din hameyuchad b'nozir. Aval kol adam shenitma bekelim tumas shiva yaze b'shlishi u'shvi kemoish yizabayer b'hilchos tumas meis. The Rambam continues, v'chein yireli shezeh she'enoi maze b'shlishi u'shvi im noga bekelim kidei she'yalu lo yemei tumas bekelim b'minyan yemei nizirusay. The Rambam here is saying a half of the kachidish. The Rambam seems to be saying kipshutoi that the din which was nischadesh in our sugya, that if somebody touches a keli, the nazir does not have to be mazah on shlishi and shvi. We are talking about the din of cherev harehu kecholal, just like the Ramban learned, not like Tosfos. And afilu hachi, he doesn't have to be mazah on shlishi and shvi, but not like the Ramban that learns that nobody has to be mazal on Shlishi and Shvi. Rather, the Rambam is understanding that it's dafka adin miyuchad in a nazir. A nazir that touches a kli, which came in contact with the mace, does not have to be mazal on Shlishi and Shvi. Even though he's tamei for 7 days, there's a ptur on the chiyuv to be mazal. Masha'ein came. A regular person who's not a Nazir who comes in contact with the very same Kli, he's Tami for 7 days, and also he has to be Mazah on Shlishi and Shvi. To add to the Pella of the Shitas of Rambam, the Rambam ends off by saying, Yirali, the second, there's two Yirali's in this Rambam. The second Yirali, the Rambam says, the reason why there's no Chiyuv to be Mazah on Shlishi and Shvi is Kedei Shiya'alu Lo Yemei Tumasoi Bekele Meminin Yemei Nizirusoi. The Hainu, the Rambam is explaining to us that all the cases in this Mishnah that say that the Nazir becomes Tomei Makes and he doesn't have to be Megaleach and he doesn't have to be Soiser as a Koidman, but the days that he is Tomei do not count towards his Din Nazirus. Masha'en Kain, a Nazir that comes in contact with a Kli which touched a Mace, he's not Megaleach, and in order that the days of Tuma should count towards his days of Nazirus, that's why we say that there's no Hazah on Shlishi and Shvi. These are the words of the Rambam. This is how the Ramban understood the Rambam in Bava Basra. This is how the Merume Soda understands the Rambam. And it's a Mamash Achidish Otsu Menoira. And we have to come on the Choyra to the beer of the Briskerov. And also the Chazanish says exactly the same shot. The Chazanish is in Hilchas Oyla Simin Chaf Esif Katan Vav. The Griz is on the daf here in Chidushia Griz in the stencils. The basic pshat that they say in the Rambam is that when the Rambam says that there's no din of being mazah gimel, there's no din of being mazah on Shlishi and Shvi, he does not mean that he doesn't have to be mazah on Shlishi and Shvi. What the Rambam means to tell us is that the fact that somebody who becomes tamei shiva yamim, a nazir who becomes tamei shiva yamim, those days are not oile the tumasoi, like it says in the Mishnah, umaskil umoyne miyad. The Mishnah's mevur that during the days of tuma, he does not get to count those days towards his nazirus. That's a din in hilchos nazirus that the Torah was bechadesh that somebody who is tamei for 7 days and he's mazir on shlishi and shvi, those 7 days don't count towards his din nazirus. Therefore, the Rambam's telling us that even though somebody who comes in contact with a keli which touched a mace, and he has to, it's as if he touched the mace itself, and he becomes tamei for 7 days, and he has to be mazah on shlishi and shvi, that hazah of shlishi and shvi is strictly a din in hilchos tuma. It's not nogea at all legabi his din of nazirus betuma. Which means we view this nazir as if he's not tamei during those 7 days. It's as if the din tuma that was chal on him doesn't affect his nazirus. And the expression of that is in the fact that the din of the hazah of shlishi and shvi is not coming binogeya his din nazirus. Which means, I'll try to explain it again, it means that the fact that a nazir can't count his days of tuma towards his nazirus seems to be, according to the Briskerov and the Chazanish, it's a result in the din of the hazah that he does on shlishi and shvi. From the fact that there's a chiyuv hazah on shlishi and shvi, that's mechayiv that his days of nazirus don't count towards the days of tuma, don't count towards his days of nazirus. Mashenkin over here, the Rambam's telling us that here his hazah of shlishi and shvi is only klape his din tuma, but it doesn't affect his din nazirus, and therefore his days of tuma count towards his days of nazirus. The Briskerov goes on to explain that the Rambam here is going with Shitasai by the way he learned the sugya, because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumas Meis Perek Hei Halacha Gimel that the din of Cherev Harehu Kechalal is lav dafka only by Klei Mateches. It's also talking about Klei Shetev. Therefore, when the Rambam came to our sugya and he saw that the Gemara said, "Hachinam mistabra midiketani kelim hanoygim b'meis, hani kelim bnei hazah inun," the Gemara said that it can't be that kelim that touch a mace and somebody goes and touches those kelim, it can't be that they're bnei hazah. The Rambam couldn't learn that the sugya is talking about klei shetef, because the Rambam holds that even klei shetef are nechla on the din of cherev harehu kecholol. Therefore, the Rambam had to explain that when the Gemara asks at the bnei hazain hun, the Rambam had to explain that the Gemara was coming from that which it says in the Mishnah that einoy soiser as a koydmin umaschil umoyne miyad. That din is a din in hazah, because there's hazah of shlishi and shvi'i, so therefore he pauses his din nazirus and he has to go back to his nazirus after he finishes tumah. On that, the Gemara is asking, are these kalim b'nei hazah? Is there such a din that he has to stop his counting of nazirus and continue after he's finishing his tumah? It can't be. They're not b'nei hazah, which is another way of saying that the days of tumah are should be oila towards his nazirus as well. Mash'enken, the Ramban, who has his own chiddush that holds that even though there isn't enough cherev harehu kecholol, still it's only benogeya 7 days of tumah, but it does not require him to be mazah on shlishi and shvi. The Ramban could learn kipshutoi that the Gemara is asking that even though there's a din of cherev harehu kecholol and avada that does not count these days towards his minyan of nazirus, but still, it can't be that he has to be mazah on shlishi and shvi, because the din of cherev harehu kecholol is not mechayev of somebody who touches the kli to be mazah on shlishi and shvi, like we explained before, b'das Ramban.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.